This week, Jews around the world are observing Passover, the festival of liberation that marks the historic exodus from ancient Egypt. But this year, joy is tempered with loss and trauma. More than 160,000 Israelis will mark the holiday while displaced from their homes as the war with Hamas continues. Still others have empty chairs at the dinner table, their loved ones still held captive by Hamas. Ali Rogan has more.
In the rugged hills of northern Israel, Metula's mayor patrols his town where now no one lives.
See, this is Lebanon.
Lebanon is so close that this border town of 2000 had to be evacuated under government orders. David Azouli moves around in a golf cart. He says it's faster to escape when the rockets crash.
This is the synagogue.
For Azouli, his town is nothing of what it once was, especially now at Passover.
It's very sad. It shouldn't be this way. It's very apocalyptic.
Since October 7th, Israel's northern border with Lebanon is now an undeclared second front line. Hezbollah fires rockets and missiles weekly into Metula. Nearly a quarter of Metula's 640 homes have been damaged. And only a handful of civilians like David chose to stay behind, carrying an automatic rifle always.
This year we are not going to celebrate Passover. It's very hard to celebrate when your family and your town is not with you.
His office is now in a bomb shelter. He says none of this is normal.
Every mayor needs to represent and take care of his citizens. A place that's alive, that has places to work, children in school and daycare. And here, there is nothing.
No family, no work, no nothing, no personal life. We came back to the times that we've been in the military. That's what we are doing, defending our own.
Another resident, David, in combat gear, helps guard the entrance to Metula.
I'm not going to be with my family doing the Passover far away from here. I am now going to do Passover with our new family, all the guys that lives in Metula and decided to stay here and defend our homes and the village.
Many families from Metula have fled just 40 miles to the south to Tiberias, an ancient city from biblical times on the edge of the Sea of Galilee, where scripture says Jesus walked on water. Today, it's a haven for those displaced by war. The Sophia Hotel is a home away from home for such families. Like Rabbi Israel Pachter and his wife Sarah, they left Metula with their 11 children. They struggle away from home. They say they'll overcome.
Part of the winning is to keep our morality up. And this is what we're trying to do.
At the Seder dinner, Rabbi Pachter tries to keep the Passover spirit high with traditional songs. The table is set with special delicacies, and the room is peopled with a community that's shaken but resilient.
You see the people trying to be happy, to do our best, to sit together, to talk, to sing, not to be all the time sad, because if we'll be sad, it's the winning of our enemy.
That's Sarah's granddaughter, and it's that childhood joy that she wants to protect.
I don't want my kids to be depressed. I don't want them to feel that this is the end of the world. No, we're strong.
But even this festive dinner is not without despair. There were sunglasses at each table to remind them of how so many of their countrymen, women, and children are kept in darkness, now for more than 200 days. Dozens of Israeli families still wait for their loved ones held captive by Hamas.
Every Pesach, I buy myself a new dress and new shoes, and this year I couldn't buy. I felt, how can I buy a new dress, a new shoes, when there's hostages? For me, it's very hard, because I think about the mothers of the hostages, what hell they go through. I feel like all the world just get up and scream and get those hostages out. It breaks my heart.
That pain during Passover has, for 22 years, been the air breathed in Netanya, here 20 miles north of Tel Aviv. In 2002, this hotel was the target of the deadliest attack on Israel by Hamas during the Second Intifada. A suicide bomber disguised as a woman stormed into a Seder dinner, killing 30 and injuring 140.
What we get in the Park Hotel before 22 years, it's like the 9/11 in America. And what we get now in October 7, in 7 October, it is much more, much more.
Rina Hamani's husband, Ami, was the hotel's duty manager and among those killed while trying to stop the bomber.
It was Ami, my husband, and me. And all the children come.
Hamani had to raise their six children, all boys, by herself. She was also the manager of the hotel and had to keep it running.
My husband was a...
Every Passover is a grim reminder of her loss. Given what she suffered at the hands of Hamas, October 7th did not surprise her.
We know exactly that Hamas want to kill us. They don't want us to be in Israel. I have no illusion that they will want peace every day, some days. Because 22 years before, my husband had been killed. They think the time before, and they think now the same. They want to kill us. This is Yair, and his wife and his girls.
This Passover, as she has for the past two decades, Rina relies on her family to manage her grief.
Americans have to understand that we have to finish with the Hamas. We can't live with them. They have to, the Palestinian population has to change the Hamas.
The rituals of Passover this year in Israel are in many ways the same. Steeped in tradition as always, from the lighting of candles to reading the story of the Exodus from ancient Egypt. But those rituals are also forever changed. Now there is also a prayer for the hostages in Gaza and a resolve that a Passover like this will not come again. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Allie Rogan.